Friday, my friends. Friday, August the 9th. What's going on in the world is the subject of our get-together, and anecdotally we have a little fun with one another when everybody is here in the Doug Steffen family. Jennifer will be around. I think she's had her time the last couple of days with her aunt. It's been pretty trying for her. And so she's been very distracted. She's the caretaker in the family, and I don't think that's a heavy lift for everybody. When you hear and listen to Jennifer as a human being talking about things, she's a lot of fun, but she's also very serious about the people that she cares about. So that's why I love her, and that's why I'm happy to support her in whatever it is that she's doing. So, having said that, Ken Kessler and I are certainly able. We don't have a feminine... Well, I'm in touch with my feminine side. How about you, Kenny?
I think so, yeah.
All right, what would be an example of that?
romantic comedies.
All right, good. He likes to watch romantic. I do, too, actually. I think Sleepless in Seattle is kind of a cool movie. It's fun. But there are a lot of other little action here and there, little romantic comedy, good for the soul. What else is going on in the world that you could comment on? 888-302-3684. Some people are still interested in the discussion of the people in Congress trying to exempt themselves from Obamacare. I find that to be hilarious, and it kind of does speak. I don't know whether it's really an attempt or just another way of embarrassing Obama. Which read do you have, Kenny?
I think it's more the latter.
Mm-hmm.
There's been such a huge movement amongst Republicans, especially the Tea Party, to try and take down Obamacare,
yep.
Pushing for votes every time, threatening to shut down the government. It just feels like more of the same.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com and Facebook.com/Good Day Show. The Twitter address is at Good Day Show. So do we have any comments about whether it's the president's health care system, the president going to Russia for the G20 but not talking to Putin? Do we have any serious and interesting spins on that, or is pretty much everybody on the same page?
Actually, most of the conversation on Facebook has been about Powerball.
Yay! The winner is a Minnesota fellow named Paul White, who said that his family has teased him when he tells them for years and years, "I'm going to keep buying because I'll win one day." And he wins. He's 45 years old. He says he's going to buy his parents new cars and new houses. He says he'll help out his sister in San Francisco who works with a charity. The winning Powerball ticket not only sold to Mr. White in Minnesota, but also to two people in New Jersey, a convenience store in South Brunswick, and a Little Egg Harbor store. I'm not sure where that is. Would it be that the two tickets came out of the same place?
They both came out of New Jersey.
Yeah, but it looks here. The Powerball ticket in New Jersey sold at convenience stores in the towns of South Brunswick. Oh, and Little Egg Harbor. I thought I remember on one of the islands, maybe it was Block Island, there was a convenience store, I think, called the Little Egg House or something. And so I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, well, maybe they've expanded. But no, the town is Little Egg Harbor. Lottery rules in New Jersey allow winners a year to come forward and claim their prizes. How much time do you have normally to come forward and grab it? Do you know what the rules are?
I thought most states gave you a year.
Yeah, I would think. Got to plan how you can escape. Attacked by everybody who's got a scheme in the world. 11 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of people are talking about the evacuations in response to the specific threats on the embassy in Pakistan. What city did I say it was? Lahore, Pakistan. So all non-essential staff have been ordered out of the consulate there. Drone strikes have killed three more al-Qaeda suspects, and nobody knows how many civilians in Yemen. And so as we talk about all of this stuff, one wonders, what really is the threat? The government doesn't tell us. It just says there's a threat. Does that bother you? Do you want to know more about the terror threat? Do you want to know more about terrorist groups? There are a lot of people who I remember back in Afghanistan, we paid off the Taliban. Remember that? When we first went over there in 2002, wasn't it? I think it was 2002, when Bush decided, okay, let's the real problem is bin Laden, let's go get him, which was the right approach. I thought, okay, Bush is getting smart, let's go get bin Laden. He was in Pakistan or Afghanistan, and so we focused on Afghanistan. And then we, about a year later, just stopped so that we could go blow up Iraq. That seemed like more fun or more interesting, and there was no threat from Iraq at all. But anyway, so we have all of this focus on these terrorists, and Taliban were people that the Russians had been fighting for years, and they lost, I think it was 9 years, and they didn't get anywhere with the Taliban. So we didn't want to mess with Taliban fighters, so we gave them $73 million to go away while we looked for bin Laden. You knew that, right? The CIA got in touch with the leaders of the Taliban, and suitcases full of money, $73 million CIA money, our money, your money, taxpayer money, was given to the Taliban to get them the hell out of the way while we went around looking for bin Laden. And we all know how well that worked. And so now the Taliban back again, kind of shooting it up. And so here we have more foolishness. And that's really what it is. And American lives being at risk for my point of view, really nothing. We have nothing to gain by being involved. And you can say, look at all the good we did saving so many people in Iraq. And yes, you can make that argument. And I've been there. And I'll tell you that after we messed it up, we had to stay there and clean it up. It's a fine line. And you can make a really good argument on either side of that issue, I think. Credible argument. Yes. Yep. You can argue that going over there to help those people is a good way for us to show that we're the good guys. But we end up doing things like these drone strikes, and you kill as many civilians as you do bad guys, and that's what gives the bad guys the chance to whoop everybody up. And look at those mass deaths. The Americans are blowing up innocent people. Let's go get them. Let's blow up the embassy in Pakistan. Or yeah, that's kind of how it goes, around and around and around. Carolyn is in Massachusetts, and she thinks that this is just a distraction, all of this discussion about threats, not really the point.
I've come to the point where I don't believe this is a true threat. I believe this was an attempt by the government to, you know, refocus America's eyes from internal surveillance of Americans, pure and simple. I don't believe it. I've come to that. I don't believe it. The timing, is it, how serendipitous for the government to suddenly, you know, uncover a possible threat and to our, you know, to our troops or embassies at the same time that Congress was holding hearings regarding surveillance of Americans and the far-reaching power of the NSA. The first time we've had this conversation, and suddenly it stopped, and now we're worried about an imminent threat.
There's a lot to what the lady is saying. Thank you. 888-302-3684. What say you? What think you? As we pursue some of the things you need to know to sound like an intelligent so-and-so during the course of the day. Or maybe you're just curious about what we're thinking about some of the issues. A lot of people talked this week about George Bush's heart surgery and how it was a surprise. And I guess it was. Dr. Ken had a conversation with me about this, and I think we'll take a bit and piece out of that in a moment here. It's 16 past the hour. This is Good Day.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
What do you suppose she's thinking in there?
Probably princesses. I hope. She's going to be okay. right?
When a loved one faces a serious illness, families need answers. That's why Siemens developed the first-of-its-kind scanner that can lead to faster diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin sooner.
How is she, doctor?
I've got good news. Somewhere in America, there's new hope happening in the world of healthcare. Siemens answers.
Running, running, and running, running, and running. Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
OfficeMax has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of max value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. OfficeMax, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Savings 101 sale starting Friday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks, Stefan. Ken Kessler, the Good Day program for Friday. I talked to Dr. Ken Kronos, one of the three medical experts we have on the program all the time, about the surgery on former President George Bush. And he was surprised, as are a lot of people, as to actually what was going on. Here's part of that conversation.
Well, this is a bit of an odd story among cardiologists because former President George W. Bush received a stent to open a clogged artery. He joins 1 million other American adults who have the procedure each year. Doug, his annual physical included a stress test, and the electrocardiogram changes during the stress test prompted a CT angiogram, which we do in our office also, which confirmed the blockage that required opening. But what's a little strange about this story is just in May, he did over a 50-mile bike ride. The former president did not experience, according to the report, symptoms of shortness of breath or chest pain, but the stent was necessary, according to his aides. And cardiologists today don't stent unless you're having symptoms or unless you're having a heart attack, which usually causes symptoms. So it's a little bit unusual here, and it's not clear what actually happened.
So what would you, under the circumstances, have thought that his doctor wasn't doing a good job?
I don't want to second guess anybody because I've been there. I think we probably just don't know all the details. Today, as cardiologists, by current standards, we don't stent unless you're having symptoms of inadequate blood flow, like chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, unexplained fatigue, or you're having a heart attack. And he, according to all the reports, was having neither. So it's a little hard to put all this together, but I think in time we'll know what's going on.
He was a smoker, and fairly heavy smoker when he was younger, I think, wasn't he?
He was, but we do know recently his blood pressure, his cholesterol, his blood sugar were all fine. Obviously, he was under a lot of stress. That does create issues. And I don't know about his genetics, but it does prove that you can have limited risk factors and still have this problem.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with us on Good Day. Coming up, a 2020 history quiz, plus some comedy on Good Day.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Number one during this week in 2001, if you remember the song. A good contemporary,
a hot hit, if you will, in the music world.
I send my heart and love out to all of you who have little bits and pieces of things going on in your life that you'd like to correct. Maybe we can help you just with our attitude and the fun that goes on here. Keep yourself strong. In the words of Ed Foreman, who's a very cool guy, feel happy, feel healthy, feel terrific, laugh. And love, you know how I love LSD, laughing, singing, and dancing. Maybe that's the watchword, or those are the watchwords for the weekend. It always helps to have a smile on your face, and listening to some of the stuff from the late night shows. Yesterday's selection was awful. There was nothing yesterday. It was much fun. But let's see if we can do better than that today with Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon.
Big news, gang. A man in Colorado wants marijuana to be classified as a vegetable. Yeah. I just have to say, that is an ingenious way to get Americans to stop smoking pot. It really is. Yeah. Like,
I don't want a vegetable.
A scientist has figured out a way to turn coffee grounds into alcohol. Yeah, scientist, yeah. Well, he's not technically a scientist so much as an alcoholic.
One of the reasons Al-Qaeda is upset with the United States is because we're giving aid to Yemen. But we don't have a choice. When life hands you Yemens, you give them Yemen aid. You see what I'm saying? Exactly. That's right.
Here's some more local news. This is not good. New York City's Department of Education says that only 26% of the city's students passed the English portion on a recent standardized test. But on the bright side, they're too bad at math to realize how bad that is.
That's
a very good move.
That's fantastic.
I love that. Yemen, eh?
Yemen, eh?
Good for him. As I say over and over and over again, he's the best, and NBC's the dumbest. 888-302-3684. On The View yesterday, the ladies joined a large group of people who are happy women are absolutely ripped at Simon Cowell. Women around the country for having this relationship with this woman and whether it messed up the home or not. It really pretty interesting. So here's the point of view taken by the ladies on The View about Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell,
seems to be buying the baby's mother a $10 million mansion.
Ooh, it's
to raise
the
baby.
It's cursing like these damn dried up eggs of mine, you know? It's like, come on. And this is better. It is $10 million house in Beverly Hills, better than Powerball.
Thank you.
Yes,
and here's the thing. Simon Cowell didn't even want kids. He sat there and told Barbara when she interviewed him he didn't want kids. He said he would visit them.
He wants kids now.
Apparently.
No.
He said he wants a mansion, the $10 million mansion, and he's saying he'll visit the kid.
I'm like, well, whenever you want to, $10 million.
Oh, but see, goodness. This is the issue. This is why it's not better than Powerball, because at some point, he gives you a house worth $10 million and then says, you know what? My aunt's coming in. I need you to leave that house. Well, see, the Powerball doesn't do that.
I think she wants more.
The house is yours.
Is he paying for taxes? Is he paying for insurance? Is he paying for all of that?
I think so.
He's worth like a couple of $100 million.
But I think for her, I don't think she wants, because she's married to a multi-billionaire.
Yeah,
this guy,
was,
this like,
yeah.
Love,
yeah.
Miss Silverman. But I think the jackpot for her, she wants Simon. A $10 million home is not doing it for her. She wants Cowell.
She's not going to get him.
I don't think
she's
going
to
get
him. But he's not living with her. He's living in the vicinity, and he's not marrying her.
No.
Can you say your Both Sides Minute today with Elliot Spitzer and Eric Erickson coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Spitzer and Erickson. Will House Speaker John Boehner even allow a vote on some immigration reform so a Senate-House conference can agree on a bill that becomes law this year?
I think they will wind up with something. Look, I'm not opposed to immigration reform, although I didn't like the Senate bill and didn't think it was worth voting on. I definitely think Republicans need to do something. It's inexcusable. What I'm hearing is it'll probably be some version of the DREAM Act and not a full immigration bill.
Well, look, I hope they do something more fulsome than that, but as long, in terms of process, as long as they do something that gets to a conference where the issues are on the table and they have to negotiate, progress will be made. I think, Bill O'Reilly's right on this one. The Republican Party is dooming itself nationally if it does not fundamentally change its relationship with the Latino community and with the immigrant community.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Elliot Spitzer and Eric Erickson, sponsored by the Business Talk Radio Network.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com.
New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Bunga, depending on who you're talking to. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Gotta get Kenny a life. He spends so much time listening to a lot of these talk radio programs around the country, and we're blessed to have the input. A lot of folks, I'm interested in lots of different voices. You can tell by listening to this program if you spend any time at all during the week listening to our 6 hours a day that I want to have a lot of input. Women, men, young people, older people, folks calling 888-302-DOUG, emailing us or Twittering at Good Day Show, go to Facebook.com. Good Day. There's just a need for more of us to exchange, not bodily fluids necessarily, but fluid information. How's that? So Kenny steps up to the plate and monitors during the course of the day lots and lots and lots of different talk radio programs. And so we sometimes have, if Jennifer's not here, some of the voices from some of these shows. And I tell you, it is educational. It is informative. It is important to know what other people are thinking. So, with that in mind, a couple of excerpts from a couple of different talk radio programs the last 24 hours. One of them focusing on immigration or Homeland Security, or the fact that we found out this week that Homeland Security has lost track of 1 million foreigners here in our country over the past year. These guys are doing a great job. It's kind of like, good job, Brownie. Nice job.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, good job. Listen, if you want to go off on a toot, or you want to have this conversation with somebody at work today, and you want to really get people cranked up, listen to what Helen Glover has found out.
Homeland Security says they lost track of 1 million foreigners. They know they arrived in the country, but they don't know if they left. They have no way of knowing. And the audit also found out that it's probably going to be like that next year as well.
But here's my question, and I've been posing this to members of Congress that I speak with. You know, I've done, I think we're up to 16 congressional hearings, and I gave testimony to the 9/11 Commission. The 9/11 Commission was convened, Helen, in the wake of the attacks of 9/11, not unlike the way the NTSB investigates a plane crash. They looked to find out what went wrong, how to fix it. Let's not have the same disaster happen more than one time.
Right,
okay?
Right.
The 9/11 Commission said you got to track foreigners entering the United States. You got to go after immigration fraud. You have to go after the way that you give out identity documents to anybody, because we know that the terrorists had to enter the country. They committed visa fraud. They committed immigration benefit fraud. In fact, I've got a report coming out in the Social Contract next week about how political asylum fraud has become an avenue of success for the terrorists and a vulnerability for us. You know, with my background, I'm big on providing political asylum, but it's got to have integrity. So if you look at all the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission, why in the world are we as a country doing everything that violates the findings of the 9/11 Commission? Forget about the pablum about whether or not the border is secure. That should be a given. But all of the other components of the vulnerabilities that enable the terrorists to attack us on 9/11 are being utterly ignored, not only by the administration, but would be exacerbated by comprehensive immigration reform. Is that not insanity?
Yes, it is insanity.
Crazy.
What say you to that? 888-302-3684. More of your taxpayer dollars wasted. That's my basic theme. When it comes to government, I don't give a damn about politics. It's all a waste of time. Politics and the hemming and hawing back and forth of these clowns. But what's really important to you is how your money is being used or abused or spent. And more every day you find these holes, you find these gaps, you find these irregularities, the horror of understanding that it is pervasive. It's everywhere, and I don't care how you make excuses for it, it's not acceptable. How do you run something this poorly and continue, by the way, we've gone back to borrowing money, even though Treasury Department said receipts are up by 10, 12, 14% in terms of money being collected, tax money from you, even though that money is coming in, they're still borrowing money to do this kind of stuff. Come on, boys and girls. Let's make sure we are going to think together about fixing all of this. Here's the 2020 News Quiz question. I'm going to give you 4 or 5 minutes to figure this out. And normally I try to ask it about 20 past the hour and then have the answer by 20 of the hour. But sometimes I play a little with the time. Who cares as long as we get to the heart of the matter. So here's the question. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Okay. 888-302-3684 when you figure this out. There was a bomb called the Fat Man. A plutonium bomb carried by a B-29 bomber called Boxcar. It was scheduled to be dropped on this date in 1945 on a city in Japan. The city that was supposed to be the target was not eventually the target. The target became Nagasaki. Hiroshima had been bombed a few days before. What was the name of the city that was supposed to be the target on this date in 1945? The Japanese city that was supposed to be the target, but instead they flew off because the weather was bad, and they went to Nagasaki instead. If you know the name of that city, it's a six-letter word, you will get the swell prize from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you want to figure it out, as I said, you got 3 or 4 minutes to do your homework. Probably something that somebody who's interested can do. It'll be fun. You'll figure it out. A little historical perspective. The question again, what city was supposed to be the target, supposed to be bombed in Japan on this date, 1945? It was not bombed. Instead, Nagasaki got bombed. But Nagasaki was not supposed to be the first target of the day. What was the name of the city that was supposed to be the first target of the day? 888-302-3684. Okay? Got that? The people who have won the lottery, I think actually, I saw we were sort of breaking this down into two pieces. One of them, the fellow who won in Minnesota, Paul White, and then in New Jersey, a couple of tickets were sold. Apparently, one of the tickets was to a group of 16 different workers. So they must have come forth to a point, Kenny, or they wouldn't know that there were 16 workers involved in the winning. So if you divide 149 million by 16, first of all, when they take out the taxes, it's like less than $1 million, but what does that figure out to? About 8 million, no, 7, about 6 million bucks a piece, I think.
It's not bad.
No. 6 million bucks? Good for them.
I could use an extra $6 million this week.
Absolutely. Yes, couldn't we all? Speaking of what people could use, a couple of friends of the bomber in Boston indicted yesterday on three different charges. They were both students who came here from Kazakhstan. They were arrested and accused of conspiracy to obstruct justice. Now face two more charges. The FBI says they attempted to destroy evidence. So they've been charged with all of this stuff like aiding and abetting. They were accused of going to his dorm room and taking his laptop and his backpack. They disposed of the backpack, which had remnants of fireworks. It was thrown into a dumpster. Next morning, after this kid had been identified as one of the bombing suspects, they made no effort to retrieve the backpack. So the FBI is trying to get him on. Is that stretching it a little bit or not? I wonder about that. What do you think? A stretch?
I don't know. I can see both sides of it. I remember when I was that age, yeah. I had friends who probably would have done just about anything for me.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you see, you know, the next day, even if you didn't know at the time, you see the next day that this guy, despite what you thought you knew about him,
right,
he was a terrorist and yeah, responsible for killing and maiming lots of people.
Right.
Tough call.
Look out, yeah. It is a tough call. 888-302-3684. Speaking of calls, we'll find out what city was supposed to be targeted. Instead, Hiroshima got bombed in the state in 1945. That's coming up in just a moment here. This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. Wow. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
The,
you too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allows 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. Credit cards can have a positive or negative impact on consumers' credit scores. Consumers who make timely payments and carry lower balances typically have higher credit scores and receive lower interest rates on larger purchases, such as a mortgage or a new car. More than 50% of consumers surveyed by Bank of America maintain a monthly balance on their credit cards. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
To help your credit score, you should always pay your credit card bill on time and pay more than the monthly minimum. There are even some credit cards that will reward you for good payment practices. For example, with the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, you can earn a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's five entire years, till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%, APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right. 13 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program for Friday. Our 2020 history quiz focuses on the bombing of Nagasaki on this date, 1945. It was not supposed to be Nagasaki. What city was it supposed to be? Let's see if we can fire. Steve, what city do you think was the original target?
Tokyo.
All right. Roger, you agree with that? Where'd Roger go? Michael, you got the other side up?
Hello?
Roger, you agree with that? All right, never mind. Let's go to Pat. Right. Pat, what do you think the right answer is?
Roger.
All right, we're having a tough time here with the people on the phone. Let me try Carl. What do you think the answer is?
Kokura.
Kokura. After all that, we weeded our way through all the chaff to the hay.
Hooray.
Yes, it was the city of Kokura. That was supposed to be the target. It was 3 days after the bomb on Hiroshima. Nagasaki had bad, Kokura had bad weather. The visibility was so poor they couldn't even find the city. So they went to Nagasaki, destroyed half of it. 70,000 people killed in Nagasaki on this date, 1945. This brings up a whole moral debate about the use of atomic weapons and the proliferation of atomic energy and that kind of stuff. But when it gets right down to it, in this circumstance, Carl, it ended the war. And so that was the important thing, I think, from an American point of view. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. I was in nuclear engineering, and that's definitely the way I had to go. Sorry.
Yeah. So what happens? What do you work on plants, power plants?
Oh, no. I was electrical and nuclear engineering at Purdue and worked at the Savannah River plant back in the 80s.
Ah.
We were still working on tritium.
Yeah.
So I knew people that actually still remembered working on some of the earlier stuff.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure you work with them. All right, hold on a second. Appreciate you listening, Carl. Thank you. Get a swell prize from the Doug Steffens Good Day program. There's a poll out this week, Kenny, that finds that most Americans say our involvement in the Middle East is bad for us. And I thought we'd listen to a discussion of this from the perspective of a pretty well-known talk host, does a good job. His name is John McConnell. See what you think about his report, his overview of this poll.
Do you think it's time for the United States to end our involvement in the Middle East? Yes or no? There's a poll out there that says 50% see U.S. involvement in the Middle East as bad for the U.S. This is a Rasmussen poll. They poll likely voters. An unprecedented 19 U.S. embassies and consulates remain closed today throughout the Middle East and North Africa in response to a terrorist threat from Al-Qaeda. While the Middle East has been a major focus of U.S. policy for decades, pluralities of U.S. voters say the country's involvement in Middle East politics has had a negative effect on both sides. In addition, more voters than ever believe most Muslims view the United States as an enemy. 37% of likely U.S. voters believe that the U.S. involvement in the Middle East, in Middle Eastern politics, hurts stability in the region. According to this Rasmussen Report's National Telephone Survey, just 25 believe it helps. 19 believe U.S. involvement has no impact. Just as many, 19%, aren't sure. What do you think? Should we be involved in it or not? I don't think we could just bail on it by any stretch, nor would we. I mean, we do a lot of trade. We don't just import oil from there. Quite frankly, we get more oil from Canada and Mexico than we get from them. We get oil from Venezuela. I mean, I think Citgo is owned by Venezuela. So the thing of it is, it's not just an import of oil. I mean, we trade a lot of stuff. Louisiana actually trades a lot of stuff to that whole region over there. I saw an article about this. Here we go. This state exports lots of stuff to Bahrain. We do trade a lot of stuff back and forth. Mostly, I mean, yes, their major export over there is oil. But they import a lot of food. They import a lot of wheat, soy. So we have a lot of trade beyond the oil industry. So every time we talk about, you know, the Middle East, it's way and far above oil. The question is, do we involve ourselves in the politics of it, or should we strictly be trading partners and forget about it?
Bunga bunga. All right, so who thinks this is an interesting exchange of ideas? You can exchange ideas on our Twitter post at Good Day Show or Facebook / Good Day Show or at 888-302-DOUG if you'd like. 51 after on Good Day.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Friday the 8th, the 8th of the 9th month. It's the 9th of the 8th month. Let's get that right. Shelley Palmer is our tech talk person, and he's going to bring us some information about whether it makes sense to buy a 3D printer at this stage in their production. We've all heard a lot of conversation. Didn't we have something yesterday we were talking about, Kenny, Staples is going to put 3D printers
UPS.
In? UPS.
UPS stores.
Oh, okay. All right. I wonder if they have them in any other stores. Who else has got these things? Well, Shelley's going to deal with that. And so we'll have the information. If you've been curious about 3D printers, stick around. We'll have the info in a moment here on Good Day.
Walmart knows how hard you work to send your kids to college. You shouldn't have to pay fees every time you send them money, and now you don't have to, thanks to Bluebird by American Express, a checking and debit alternative with no monthly or overdraft fees. So get Bluebird and spend your money on tuition and books, not fees. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Bluebird is issued by American Express, travel-related services company. Terms and conditions, including ATM and other applicable fees, may apply. Visit Bluebird.com for complete details. You must be at least 18 years old to register for a Bluebird account.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, while the cost of 3D printers is dropping all the time, buying one is still a pretty significant financial investment. But if you've been thinking about buying a 3D printer, a new study suggests that you probably should. Researchers at Michigan Technological University looked at 20 common household items, things like smartphone cases and kitchen accessories, and they calculated that 3D printers could pay for themselves within a single year just by printing them. The researchers looked at the lowest and highest prices for all 20 items and figured out how much it would cost to print each one of them. You could spend from $312 to almost $2,000 to buy them in a store, but a 3D printer would be able to manufacture all 20 items for just $18. Sure, 3D printers can be expensive, but if you find yourself in need of small yet costly knickknacks here and there, a new 3D printer might just pay for itself. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
So, Ken Kessler here with me, Doug Stephan on the Good Day program. More than ever before, you, me, all of us have become increasingly aware of technology's ability to monitor your movements. For the most part, those of you who have smartphones, you have at least a vague understanding that the service that you're being provided by the companies, as well as the apps that you use, the mapping services, are all collecting data. They're asking for it. They know they're using this location stuff all the time, whether you read the stuff or not. Most agree to the terms of service that allows the companies, like Apple and Google, as well as your mobile providers, to track your locations. And that is kind of horrific as far as I'm concerned, but I know they're doing it, and more people are just sort of throwing up their hands. Oh, well, I guess that's a sign of the times. I think it's actually food for thought, and we ought to be thinking about it a lot more than we are, frankly. The Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
It's easy to find excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations, and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer. Yep, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Up your game and score even more giveaways on Buffalo Wild Wings and Yahoo Fantasy Football National Draft Day on August 24th.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.